Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Zeke Blackwell, the director for Young Performers Theater, and two stars of the stage, Aria and Rosie. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
Thank you.
So, Young Performers Theater, that's been a mainstay here in Sitka for a number of years now, mm-hmm. bringing many different productions to the stage for kids of all ages. Mm-hmm. Zeke, what do we have coming up for this weekend?
So this weekend we have a show called A Tale from the Northwoods, which is a show that many of you have probably not heard of. but it's a beautiful little story about, it's set in the Northwoods, obviously, this enchanted forest where there are trolls and gnomes who have been feuding for generations. And then there's these two young girls who... one is a troll and one is a gnome, and they kind of accidentally meet each other and really enjoy spending time with each other and want to be friends, so they have to figure out how to stop their families from fighting.
Oh, gosh. And that's usually a big task for just two people to try to figure out how to make a whole bunch of people actually try to talk to each other for once.
Especially when it's been going on for hundreds of years.
Yeah, right. A bunch of people like believe it, and it's hard to change their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're like a kid.
I know.
Where you're like, oh, well, then yeah, it's hard for sometimes the adults to be like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, we've been doing this for years. You don't understand.
They're probably like, that's a bunch of nonsense. Just like, go inside.
Yeah, there are actually lines in the play from their parents where one of them is like, you wouldn't understand. And they kind of like brush off the mm-hmm. kids. And yeah.
Well, yeah, so that takes a lot of courage and perseverance for your characters to be like, no, we know we're on the right track. We know we have to do the right thing. So, Aria, why don't we start with you? Who is your character? Who are you bringing to the stage?
My character is Leela, a gnome girl. She's probably about like 10 years old.
Okay.
And she is very passionate about drawing. Like, she loves art. She has this sketchbook that is filled with like tons of her drawings, and in the very first scene, she goes and she disobeys her parents' rules, going into like the troll country mm-hmm. just to find her sketchbook. That's how passionate she is.
Ooh, she'll break big rules just to make sure she finds it again. And Rosie, how about you? Who is your character?
I'm playing Shebok, and she's a troll. I think she's like 10 years old. And she really loves to write, and she really does not like her brother.
And we asked this before we went on air, but is this something you can relate to with your character?
I can live with my real brother, but I don't like him very much sometimes.
I think that is kind of the thing with brothers. Like, you love him sometimes, but other times you're like, oh, gosh, you again.
Yeah.
So for both of you, this is not your first performance with Young Performers Theater. Rosie, how many productions have you been in?
I've been in one before this, and I was in first grade, so it was quite a while ago.
Yeah, goodness. So that you're returning to the stage. So what brought you back? I guess the last couple years have been some interesting scheduling
yeah.
for lots of things.
I wanted to try something different. Like, okay. I've been doing the same thing for a long time, mm-hmm. and I thought that maybe it'd be fun for a change.
Yeah. And Aria, goodness, you basically live on the stage at this point. How many productions have you been in?
Well, this is my seventh.
Wow.
And I've always loved acting. Like, mm-hmm. when I was on my very first, I thought I was just going to do it one time. But then when I started, when I did it in front of an audience, I was like, wow, I love this. This is my new thing.
Mm-hmm.
So every year I've always asked my mom, can I do YPT? And she's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, you probably don't have to ask her anymore. She'll just
yeah, she just
know
signs,
you want to do it.
She just signs me up.
And they're like, we don't even have to ask Aria. We know her answer for this. And so for Young Performers Theater, it's not just putting on a play. You're actually learning a lot more. It's a whole class you've been taking.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been learning in this class besides the lines for your characters?
Well, yeah, we've been learning how to memorize lines, but we've also been learning teamwork building mm-hmm. and how to improvise if something bad happens in the real play. Like if somebody forgets your line, we have to learn what to do. And we've been doing that from the last two practices. Zeke has been trying not to help us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
We also play games that help you, like, speak up louder and, you know, have expression and act. It's also just kind of like an acting thing where you learn how to have emotion for different stories.
Yeah, because it's obviously, you know how you would feel if you're having, you know, different situations happening, but if you're going to be a whole different person, you got to think about how they're going to be reacting to those situations.
Yeah.
See, cousin's saying, like, telling us, when you walk into the stage, try not to just walk like your normal self, because he said the audience is like, oh, that's just a normal kid right there. That's not a troll. Mm-hmm. So he's been teaching us how to, like, act like our character. Mm-hmm. So it'll help the audience believe that the show is real.
Yeah, even if you, yeah, before you even say a word to so they can kind of know who your character is.
Yeah.
That's really fun to be able to, yeah, act beyond just using your voice and using your facial expressions, but you can act with your whole body. That's a pretty cool thing to have. Mm-hmm. So back to you, Zeke, for goodness, for this whole production you've been doing, this is, in the past you've done shows with two different age groups performing the same show, just different showings, and now you've moved into each age group doing its own thing.
Yeah, that's right.
So how's this group been, how long have they been practicing for A Tale from the Northwoods?
For A Tale from the Northwoods, we started class at the beginning of September, and we didn't jump into the show right away, like, or we didn't start practicing the show right away. Mm-hmm. We started to learn a little bit what the story is about, because this is not a story that many people know, right? So what is the story? Who are the characters? And then we had auditions or tryouts, and then we started practicing the show. But yeah, so we've been practicing this show for about 2 months now, about three times a week. And I have 27 students in this cast who are all second to fifth graders. I believe all of them are Keats students.
Okay.
Which is exciting.
No, we have, I think, one kid is homeschooled.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's Ruth Ann. I think she's
okay, so we have one homeschool student, but most of them are Keats students, which I'm also excited for, because we have a first little sneak preview performance this Thursday for Keats students.
That will be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of the cast being from Keats, that'll be fun to, like, show the rest of the school, like, you guys know we've been doing these things three nights a week. Now you know what. We're letting you in a little secret. Yeah. We're awesome doing the theater. Well, that'll be super fun. So for a Thursday, it's just, you're just going to be doing a couple scenes from the play?
Yeah, I think we're doing the first five. Mm-hmm. Because the last two kind of basically tell us about. And also, there's two characters that are only in the fifth scene, so you wanted to try to include them.
Right. Make sure everyone gets their time on stage. And when is the big night that you're actually going to be doing the whole thing?
Two big nights and one big afternoon.
Yeah. We have the 19th, the 20th, no. I think it's
the 18th.
The 18th, 19th, and the 20th.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Which is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And these are going to be at the Odess Theater.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Excellent. And so it's 7 and 2 p.m. For folks who want to get their hands on tickets, on seats to get there, where's the best place for them to track those down?
They can go to our website at fineartscamp.org. You can also buy tickets at the door.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So this is the end of your class project, basically, for the class you've been taking. So what's coming next for you guys?
Well, next we're going to have a musical called High School Musical. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in between, we just have practices where you play games, you know, for team building and speaking up and just stuff like that.
And Wednesday is our very first dress rehearsal. Like, we were going to have our costumes, lighting, everything. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, in our next play, we're still going to be in the young group, because we're still going to be in fifth grade. Okay. We're not going to be in sixth grade yet.
Okay. So this is a class that lasts the whole school year. So you have, this is like the fall semester, and then you'll have your spring semester.
And if there are students out there who want to join us in the spring, you can sign up again in January, and that's when we'll really be starting to get into the musical for the spring.
Perfect.
So if you're out there listening and you might want to join us on stage next semester, you're welcome to come join us in January.
And Oh, yeah. And Zeke always, like, tries his best to get the character. Like, he always hands out papers, like, do you want a big role or a small role? Let's say, like, you want a small role, and he'll give you one of the main characters. He won't do that. If you want a small role, he'll give you a small role.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to be, if you're kind of nervous about it, you're not going to get in, you're going to get more than you're mm-hmm. ready for.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say for kids who've never been on stage before? Like, would you encourage them to try this out?
Yeah, it's really fun, and we also play games, and like I said, if you don't want to have a huge role because you're a little bit nervous, mm-hmm. you can definitely say, I want a small role with, like, no personal lines. I just want to, like be with a group. You can, but if you're, like, a kid who's like, oh, I love the theater. Like, I love watching musicals. I want to try out for a big role. Mm-hmm. Zeke will probably give you a big role. And it is very fun. I love it.
Awesome. And so this is for groups, obviously, this younger group is second grade through fifth grade. Mm-hmm. They can, if folks want to join in January. And is that the case, too, for the older age bracket?
That is also true for the older group. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, goodness, we are unfortunately out of time this morning, but thank you all for coming in this morning. A Tale from the North Woods will be premiering at the Odess Theater at 7 p.m. this Friday. Another show, 7 p.m. Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday. Zeke, thank you for directing all these fine folks in yet another theatrical adventure. And Rosie and Aria, Break a Leg, thanks for coming on air, and I hope you have an amazing performance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all.